Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is I bring you a new prophecy that is talking about the stock market crash, and it says it happened just after the election. And I think it's really important. This and many of the other prophecies say that there's going to be a food shortage. We need to get ready. Doomsday dinners. Costco is now selling apocalypse buckets with food that last 25 years. So I pulled up the ad and I looked at it. Now, a couple of things, it looks good for those people that don't really expect for the trouble to arrive. And I'll show you what makes it look good and I'll show you what's wrong with it. Okay, first of all, it says the online price tag is $79.99. Well, everybody wants to have cheap food, right? Until it comes time to eat it. So it says it has 80 entrees and sides, 30 breakfast servings, and for that, somehow they get 150 freeze-dried dehydrated meal servings. I think it's deceiving. I don't think they're actually feeding you. It says it has teriyaki rice. Okay, how nutritious is rice? I'm talking about if this is all you're eating. Tomato paste, basil soup, not good. Paste. Pasta Alfredo, that's the same thing as spaghetti. Cheesy macaroni, that's spaghetti. Apple cinnamon cereal, okay, what's the cereal made of? The point is, there's not much nutrition in that. That's the reason I recommend you go to josephskitchen.com. This is what I had for breakfast this morning and yesterday morning, and this is, I had a slice of it before I went and played racquetball last night. So what you want to do is go and get you a machine package. That's all the gizmos to make the flour. Then you get the six ingredients and the supplies. Then you watch some videos and you download some recipes so that you can make your own bread. This is some bread I made. I lost weight with it, lowered my blood pressure. It gives me more energy. I believe this is what the world lived off of for 7 years during the 7 years of famine. Because wheat has the things our bodies need to, not everything, of course, nothing has everything, but has the things our body needs to be able to give us the strength to work all day long. Okay, this other stuff, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. All right, so josephskitchen.com, and I checked with them. Yes, the 50-pound pail of red wheat, which is nitrogen-packed for long storage, is still on sale. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. Joseph's with an S, josephskitchen.com. Josephskitchen.com. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. Okay, so let's get into the new vision, actually. This comes to us from Brandon Biggs. Now, who's Brandon Biggs? He's the guy that right now the internet is crashing over this guy because he's the guy 3 months ago that saw bleeding, a bullet go by the right ear of Trump, and then he saw his ear bleeding. He thought it was probably his eardrum busted. He didn't know what caused the bleeding. But nevertheless, his internet just blowed up with this guy because he got it right. Okay, so he's somebody to listen to. Let's look at something else he says. Now, this is part of what he says. I saw the bullet go by his right ear. In the spirit, I saw sound waves. I saw blood flow down his face, and I saw him fall to his knees. And the Lord showed me that he would get radically saved on his knees right there and then, and the vision ended there. Now let's go on to the next one. I also saw the judges coming after him. Again, this is 3 months ago. I saw in the fall it would end, and it did when the Supreme Court said that, yes, a president does have certain immunity for things he does in the office of a president, the actual duties. It would end in the fall. I saw an economic crisis coming at the beginning of next year. Okay, that's right after the election. It was in the winter months whenever this crash happened. So it will happen this year or will happen next year. And that's what the other prophecies say too. But it may be 2 years down the road or 3 years. I don't think so. I'd like to think that, but I don't think so. That's not what the other prophecies say either. But I believe something that's going to happen quickly. There is a planned economic collapse. That's right, it's planned. We talked about this a couple of days ago. Both the white hats and the black hats are trying to bring on economic collapse. The black hats are trying to bring in their CBDC, their evil digital currency, and the white hats are trying to bring in their good guy digital currency. But they're both working toward an economic collapse. He saw it, I saw a dam full of like sludge. It was all kinds of filth. And by the way, that's the same thing that the Australian guy, Neville Johnson, he said he saw a delicate cup. And it was clean on the outside, but it was full of filth on the inside. And the angel visiting him said, this cup is like the economies of the world. It looks clean on the outside, but on the inside, it's filthy. Same thing, okay? I saw barrels. They had writing on the side of them. They all had to do with finances. I saw bank collapse, bank structure meltdown, economic collapse, dollar crash. By the way, this is slightly edited because he stutters and stumbles all over the place, so I have to remove all of that and make sense of it. It was all kinds of 50-gallon drums. They were being held back by a dam, like a Hoover Dam, but it was holding back nasty, swampy, muddy-looking thick water. It was gross. I saw 50-gallon drums bobbing up and down in the sludge, and the Lord said, they're holding back all this until, here it is, after the election is over, and it will be released. Now, it doesn't mean on November the 6th, and it might not even be in November or even December, but I believe there the prophecies also say it's coming. So when this happened, I saw food lines. How many times have we heard that? How many times do we have to hear it before we get ourselves some food? And let me say something else about food. I recommend you don't get just enough food for you and your family. I recommend you don't get just enough food for you and your neighborhood. I suggest that you should get as much food as you can possibly afford. Why? I see the time when I'm able to say, here's a slice of bread, but you got to come in and listen to the sermon, okay? And I'd like to say that with a whole football stadium full of people. Everybody that comes tonight gets a slice of bread. Who knows? Maybe everybody comes and gets a loaf of bread. I don't know. We'll see. But it's a way to get them to listen. All right, let's go on. The Lord says they're holding back until after the election is over. It will be released. I saw the dam break. It flooded the American soil, and all those 50-gallon drums rolled down. It was like toxic waste when this happened. I saw food lines. I saw people lined up down the street. It happened quickly. That's what every one of them says. I saw the stock market ticker. The ticker was going down, and the stock market was crashing, and people were freaking out. It was large. It was terrible. Everything happened fast. That's what they all say. The dollar collapses, and so that dam of filth was released. Then I saw President Trump praying in the Oval Office. I saw four oak trees. Now, I'm going to tell you that me and Leslie both agree, normally the person that gets the dream or vision is in the best place to interpret it, but not always. Take, for example, Dana Coverstone. He seldom gives an interpretation at all, and I think that's wisdom on his part, because sometimes it's not speaking to the person it's given to. Sometimes it's speaking to the nation. Sometimes it's speaking to those people that have ears to hear and heart to understand. Now, I'm going to tell you right quick, I think he's misunderstood the vision. He's going to say the four oak trees represent 4 years. I don't think so. Others think that represents four seasons, which would be 1 year. I don't think so. I think it represents 4 months. And immediately when I heard that, boom, that's what it spoke to my heart. Well, who am I to interpret it? Well, that kind of is what I do, okay? You know, interpret dreams and visions. He says, I saw four oak trees. I believe it means 4 years. I think it means 4 months. Of an economic downturn, then it would get better. The first year came on suddenly. By the way, here's another thing. You remember Chris Reed said that it would start in April, May of 24, but by July 25, we would be out of it and would be back to good times. So if that's July, back to good times, then probably we can look for this sometime in January, February, March, April, May, somewhere in there. Not 4 years, not 1 year, 4 months. I believe it means 4 years of an economy downturn that it would get better. The first year came on suddenly. People didn't expect it. Their faces had dirt on them. They looked dirty. like the children you see in pictures in the Depression. Their clothes look dingy. Toward the two middle years, I saw people really struggling in those 2 years. The first year was bad, the second year was bad, the third year was bad, and the things started turning around. In the fourth year, they started coming out of it. I think it's the fourth month. I saw the 4 years, four oak trees. First year came on quick. I'm going to repeat it again. First year came on overnight. People weren't expecting it. They lost everything. They were in their shorts, and they were in t-shirts and freezing. This was a symbolic thing. It was not necessarily saying this happened in the winter. The cold air came on, the leaves that fell, and everything was barren. Okay, if it had been 4 years, he would have seen the leaves fall four times. But he saw all of the leaves fall, all of them fall at once, one time. And there's four. So it's saying 4 months, not 4 years, not 1 year. The oak tree was still alive, which represents America. But the here's another thing. If Terry Bennett and the other two people, if the three people that say that the tribulation started on about or around October the 5th of 2022, that would put it concluding in 2029, and we don't have 4 years for America to start pulling out of this. I think it's 4 months. The leaves fell off and were gone for 4 years. I believe some people say it's four seasons. I do not believe that. Well, I don't believe it's either. I think it's 4 months. It was in my spirit, it's 4 years, which, by the way, I talked to my white hat banker, and that's what he says, too, about 4 months. The first year was really hard. People were cold. The next 2 years, people had winter clothes on, but they looked dirty, and they had dirt on their faces. They were struggling like you're going through a war-torn time. The fourth year, America was coming out of the bondage. I think it's 4 months. I saw Trump taking pieces of a plane representing America that had been blown apart. All the different pieces were scattered. I saw a wing over here and a cockpit over there and a tail over there, pieces everywhere. In the vision, President Trump took a piece of the wing and a piece of another piece, and he couldn't put it back together the way it was before. But he put it back together to make it usable as best he could. He created a new kind of plane. What? What's going on there? We've talked about this. The all-capital United States of America has been bankrupt for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know exactly the date now, but we've talked about it. And the new, when we go back to the Constitution right now, we're really not under the Constitution. I mean, okay, enough of that. But when we go to the new, it's going to be called the Republic of the United States. That's the new name. For our new nation, when we come under Trump, I believe he will not come back as president. The prophecies say he comes back as a king or as in commander-in-chief. And I believe he will have dictatorial powers because that's what it's going to take to cleanse and purify this nation, what it's going to take to drain the swamp with massive arrests. And that's what the prophecies say. So there's going to be a time of great chaos. And then, again, Dimitri was told, some of the people will start fighting against the government. Some of the people will not like Trump. They will not like him cleaning up the nation. And that's when all of the illegal aliens and all the other lefties start blowing things up and all kinds of problems, okay? Now, I hope that that's many more years after that happens. And I want to think, and I don't think we are at the internal revolution yet. We haven't seen any of the prophecies. And there's six prophecies before the seventh one is the internal revolution. So it's not internal revolution time yet. But we keep watching. All right, so let's keep going. He created a new kind of plane. It could fly, but it was never as good as the original. This plane he will build will fly again in the fourth year, but it will never be America like it was. It was a type and shadow. I saw USA written on the plane in black letters. There will be great humbling in America. It will be rebirth, and that's what we're talking about, an entirely new nation. Old, all capital United States of America gone. The new Republic of the United States is what comes in. There will be a rebirth, and that's what Chris Reed said, too. Exactly the same words. And I think Terry Bennett said about the same thing, too. See, if it's of God, God just doesn't give all of the information to one person, and if it's God, he spreads it around. So in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. So we know this is of God. I think his interpretation is wrong, but I think what he saw is correct. There will be a great humbling in America. It will be rebirth. There will be a rebirth. I saw America start to come off the ground, and this broken airplane started to fly, but it was barely flying. I saw Mexico, Canada, and America kept the physical borders, but removed the financial borders. I saw that there were no financial borders. They created one currency between them to combat the BRICS currency nations. First time we heard that, but that makes sense. Because they were strong, and they were thriving, trying to thrive without America, he signed contracts creating a Mexico, America, Canada currency called, now, I'm not sure if he said Yamero or Amero. Now, we do know that they've been talking about bringing a currency in just like this called the Amero for a long time. So I put both spellings in there to let you know. They were trying to salvage what they could. England, Germany, France, Europe, Australia, and all of Europe joined in with the financial system. When the dollar collapses, the euro collapses too. The super hub of the world with their oil, Saudi Arabia, China, I was surprised to see Japan against us, Japan, Russia, Egypt, Venezuela, Africa, and all in the Middle East with all follow the BRICS nations. So America will never be as strong. There will be a major draft between men and women. Women have asked for equal rights for a long time. Now, not to look as it is sexist, so they will add into the draft bill for women to be drafted. By the way, I think women can do some things in the military, carrying a gun, some of the stronger things, my personal opinion, which doesn't count, I don't think they should be doing. I think that there's a lot of things they can do. Anyway, I saw revival break forth. Well, we've talked about that. Just about everyone has seen a revival coming, a big revival. Remember, we talked about this. I saw people thinking, this is an Ichabod. God left America. I heard people saying, this is God's judgment on America. The Lord said to me, Brandon, this is not my judgment upon America. This is my wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. This is a correction for you. America will not be a goat nation. You will be a sheep nation that serves me because of the covenants that were made at Plymouth Rock. Now, let me say something. I think that the prophecies in Revelation for America and the prophecies given to Dimitri and others will come to pass. I want to believe this. I want to believe the better thing. I don't want to see this trouble come on our nation anytime soon. I mean, that's the reason we started FastGap, which is a place where you can go and join. I think it's like 850 other people right now that's on FastGap. Here's what happens. Every Tuesday evening, I send you out an email which has the prayer, short prayer, takes under 2 minutes to pray the prayer. And we ask you to fast from Tuesday evening at midnight to Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. And we pray for things for America. And I will tell you, things that we have put on that fast track to pray for have many of them. I hesitate to say all of them, but many of them have come to pass. Matter of fact, one of them was that Trump would be protected. You go to prophecyclub.com, slide all the way to the bottom. You can sign up for Fast Gap, which is praying for America, and Fast Track, which is fasting and praying for Prophecy Club. Got about 1,550 people on Fast Track, but Fast Track's been going for, I don't know, over 1,000 weeks. Anyway, let's go on. Because the covenants that were made at Plymouth Rock, and if you've ever read that covenant, that's exactly what they did. What he's about to say here actually happened. They got in a circle. They wrote this up. The people on the Plymouth, they at Plymouth Rock, is on the Mayflower, they wrote up this agreement, and they signed it before God. All of them signed it, saying that they were starting a new nation under God. So he says, because of the covenants that were made at the Plymouth Rock, those people who landed in America all stood around Plymouth Rock. I saw the old ancestors of a country all standing around Plymouth Rock, taking communion and calling out for a God-fearing nation, a one nation under God. That's the kind of people that stood on the soil. They proclaimed that this would be a nation that serves God. He said, those prayers still come before my throne. He said, Brandon, I will not let those prayers be ignored. I still hear them. They still cry out to me. And he said, I honor them. They will stand. This will be a righteous nation. Now, I disagree with that. If you go to, what are the verses? Revelation 18, the angel said the entire chapter. Jeremiah 50, 51, Isaiah 13, 21, 47. I do think America will fall, but I think it's about 4 months before Jesus returns. So it's near the very end. That's what I personally think is, I think as the bombs come down for the Russians attacking, we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's not a rapture. It's not protection. At this time, most Christians will be dead, and the ones that aren't dead by then will be dead by about 4 months later, because as David Phillips was shown, the Antichrist commands all of his people to have the mark of the beast to kill everybody that does not have it, and they're pretty thorough. And we're talking about at that time, like 90-95% of the world's population has the mark. The other 5%, they don't stand a chance. And I'm telling you that there will be a great shaking in America. We've heard that. There will be awakening and a great revival. Not everybody's going to get saved, but there will be a great harvest of souls. There will be a great harvest of people coming into the kingdom of God. We agree with that. And they will be born again. There will be going to be healings and deliverances and people set free, and all kinds of amazing things will take place. Remember, I was told greater miracles than going all the way back to Adam and Eve, greater miracles than anyone has ever seen. Now, as a further confirmation, now this is a long vision, but I'm not going to cover it. I just want to read this one page. This is back in 2021. I woke up at 1:30 and I saw the front of a newspaper that said, "Victory. Donald John Trump sweeps the nation." Now, in 2021, that was a very big prophecy, but today, most people would say they agree with that. And he says, "It was a time for a nation to celebrate, like after a time of war, the celebration comes. I saw masses of people coming onto the streets and American flags celebrating." Now, that's all I'm going to read of that. I want to jump to now Jason Meeks, 2021 again. "The dream starts. We stopped at an ATM machine to get some cash for the toll road. Got $20 out, realized didn't get enough, so I put it back in. But now the receipt was $42 just for the ATM fee." In other words, the financial situation changed that quick. Byron Surley and also David Phillips saw the same thing. It happens in a blink of an eye. "As we drove back home, we stopped at a major bank. The television screens were showing massive arrests." That's what Barry Wunsch was about to say. "An alert went out on my cell phone. DJT is assuming control as the new president. I expected people would be rioting and looting, but people were happy celebrating in the streets, almost like VJ Day in World War II. In the dream, a man came to me and started crying, how all of his evil bosses had been arrested and rounded up." See, he is going to be a dictator. He is going to round people up. "He was a Christian, had been praying for this for years. As people took to the streets in victory and celebration, I joined in. We jumped on the back of a fire truck to catch a ride in the parade because the streets were full. You couldn't walk. Everything was amazing. Then I heard a huge explosion. A suitcase nuke had been detonated within the city. I didn't see the explosion, but I saw the shockwave from it. We jumped from the truck, ran into the restaurant to hide. We were far enough away where there was no mass nuclear effect for us, just broken windows and glasses. Then an alert came over my cell phone saying, 'Nuclear emergency, shelter in place.' We were scared, but alive." Now, I'm going to conclude with this one. January 9, 2005, I asked the Lord, "What is the next 9/11? And he answered my question. I'm not going to share all the dream, shared it before. But anyway, I was just shown that the next 9/11 attack is actually going to be a series of suitcase nuclear explosions all across America. And here's the important part. International bankers would be the ones that placed the sophisticated bombs. You want to call it deep state, you want to call it Khazarian mafia, you want to call it Moloch, whatever you want to call them, but they're evil people above president that have been controlled. They told Benjamin Fulford, "We've ruled this planet for thousands of years, we'll destroy it rather than give it up." So when they see that Trump has taken charge, when they see their old financial system with them in charge of it is removed, that's them saying, "We think we've lost control," and boom. That's when they hit the suitcase nukes, my opinion. I believe that's what the prophecies are saying. So it goes on to say, international bankers would use sophisticated bombs and experts in several cities, with one hitting a regional bank, destroying their records and their backups, and this would put billions of dollars into their hands while throwing the U.S. economy into a free fall. So I would suggest you go to 800-200-GOLD, especially if you have an IRA or a 401k. They can help you get it out of paper, if it's in paper, it probably is, and put it into gold and silver. And I recommend you go to prophecyclubbar.com and get you some of these. I've got them upside down here. They're really cool. They are silver bars, about the size of a credit card, goes in your billfold or your purse so that, I mean, just like today, I went into a grocery store and they had to go through the self-serve line because all of the other ones are not working. And I thought, you know, this is a good time to have some silver because in a time of emergency, you might be the only one that can actually pay for it. Now, it was working at the self-checkout. I only had one thing to get, so I was able to get in and out. But the day's coming. The day's coming. Josephskitchen.com. Get yourself some food. Enough for you and your neighborhood, and then some. Enough to win some souls with it.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market divisible into three different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into three sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.